Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whatever's best for me, for my team, for my group, I guess, is what it is. And if that means going into that, we'll see what happens. But I'm going to take the advice from my agent and my team, and we'll figure it out.
This was the football I was interested in this weekend. If you were actually watching football, it sounds like it was a great start for the new AFL. We'll get to that in a second. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. The major story of the day and the weekend, though, in my opinion, is Dak Prescott saying, yeah, want a new extension, but don't look for a Tom Brady discount to have a better team around me. Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, makes enough money that Tom doesn't have to worry about, leaving some breadcrumbs mm-hmm. on the table, and Dak's not in that position. Now, Joel Corey wrote an awesome piece when it came to paying Dak.
He was an agent, right?
He's a former agent, CBS website, and he talks about Jerry's mouth maybe getting him and the Cowboys in trouble. And, of course, Jerry Jones made me look stupid when RJ asked him the question months ago, right here on this show, as he joins us every Tuesday. We asked him, RJ did, are you going to extend Dak?
Dak is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He's young, and he's going to get extended.
Okay. There you go. He's going to get extended. We'll just move off of that. He's going to get extended.
I like that.
Ah, not my one shining moment. Joel Corey says that Jerry talking like this and Stephen Jones backing him up is going right into the agent's hands, because Todd France, who has also represented Joey Bosa and Aaron Donald, not afraid to hold out, will sit down at the table and say, not only did you say he was going to get an extraordinary contract, not only did you say, that Stephen before the year was talking about MVP-type talk for Dak. Now, a lot of that is hyperbole, but an agent is going to take that stuff and use it
for sure
to his side. And Jerry praising and Stephen praising and doing all this stuff to try to calm down Cowboy fans who are panicking over Prescott. Joel Corey says in this piece, that could come back to haunt you.
Oh, it certainly could. I mean, agents. So we say some players have rabbit ears. Agents have rabbit ears, man. They hear everything. He's sitting there every day Googling every single one of his players.
He also wrote, inexplicably, Jones proclaimed prior to a mid-November game against Atlanta, he would not consider trading Dak for two first-round picks. Comments like that are music to an agent's ears. This agent has developed a reputation for driving a hard bargain in negotiations. Jerry handed the agent a simple argument on a silver platter with the first-round picks proclamation. Todd France has justification to insist that the cost of designating Dak as a franchise player in 2020 is the appropriate starting point for negotiations, because two first-round picks is the compensation when a player on a non-exclusive franchise tag isn't matched.
Correct.
So all of a sudden, that projection for 2020, somewhere between $27 and $27.5 million, when you consider how the pay scale will go up in the league. A lot of confusing numbers talk, but basically,
yes,
that's how petty this stuff gets. You said you wouldn't trade him for two first-round picks. Well, two first-round picks can get you this, and it's equal to that, therefore pay him,
Right. It gets very muddled. At the end of the day, they're going to have to make the decision. Do they feel they can win? So the cap will go up again, right? Yep. So it'll go up another 8, 10 million.
Yep.
So do they feel they can win with Dak Prescott making $30 million?
No.
Do they feel they can win with Dak making $25 million? 20, 15, 10. You know, like, you know, and obviously the further you get down, the less likely it's going to be that he's going to accept the deal.
Right.
You know, but I don't know that any, like, personally, I don't know what quarterback is going to win making $35 million.
Right.
You know, I don't think any, I mean, you know, I don't think anyone's going to win. Like, it would not, like, to me, if I were to bet right now, I'd probably bet the Packers and Aaron Rodgers missed the playoffs this coming year. He's making too much money. You know, this is not also not Aaron Rodgers 2010 either. This is an older guy.
Yeah. They can say to Dak, look, and this would be a lie if it was me. It's not you.
It's me.
It's not you that we don't want to pay $28 million to. We wouldn't pay Tom Brady $28
million. Right.
We wouldn't pay Aaron $28 million. We wouldn't pay any of them that amount because the top six guys that are paid at your position all miss the postseason. Tom's making $15 million on the books. All right. Look at Matt Ryan, second highest paid. Aaron Rodgers missed the postseason. It's not you. It's our formula. It's our principle that we don't want to go there with a quarterback. And then we'll see how ugly it gets on the other side. Joel Corey in this article even said another approach the agent could take is that Romo's 23 extension, okay? The extension Tony Romo got in 2013 compared to now, Romo got a six-year, $108 million extension. That made him the NFL's fourth highest paid player. The deal had $55 million in guarantees. The argument would be, we took Romo's job during a period in which he was given this major extension. Therefore, that can be another starting point. So, like, there's all these little tactics and all these little negotiations. And it's a fascinating topic because the opinions on Dak Prescott range from everywhere.
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 All over the map.
And then you throw in the most important position in all of sports and what you're willing to let walk away. And it's just an amazing topic with Dak speaking on it this weekend.
I do have to figure out where their line is, the Cowboys line. I would like to see what their offer would be. Their first, like Dak's first offer, I bet you, is going to be
28
or more.
No, he's going to ask for more.
He's probably going to ask for the number one salary in the league.
Okay.
As his agent should.
$34 million.
And his agent should ask for that. And I'm on the Cowboys. I'm gonna be like, we're way away from that one, boys and girls. That's just true.
Right.
We're not any close because I don't think any. I think that's how negotiations should go for everybody.
Yeah.
You know where they settle in is the key, obviously. But you know, like the Dax camp's gonna look at the win total. You know me. I'm not a win total. You know, I don't think quarterback wins are a thing.
And I've never been more on your side than in this argument and debate over Dak's wins, his total number of wins.
Yeah, like you look, and again, there is not a bigger Dak Prescott fan than me. But I don't judge quarterbacks on the win loss record. I think it's the same thing as pitchers. I don't do it. I think it's faulty. I think it's faulty logic, and you're getting yourself into a predicament where you're based in the NFL too much on the other 10 guys on offense and 11 on defense.
Well, then do you guys want the Cowboys to work on a contingency plan this offseason? Because it basically kind of has to be this year if you're going to start working on contingency plans. Otherwise, you know, at the end of next year, if you're ready to walk away, well,
yeah.
I mean, if you're going to franchise him, that's going to cost you $30+ million. Right.
Well, it's the average of the top five guys.
Yeah, and it ranges between 33, 31. There's like 29, 28, and 27. Yeah. So basically it'd be $30 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's a one-year thing. I mean, it's a one-year hit.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to – I'm not – I don't know if I'm the only one. I'm starting to feel like that a little bit. I don't want to be married to Dak right now today. I don't want to decide that I'm marrying Dak Prescott. I still want to date. I want to think about dating.
Yeah, I think he's not your type.
He's not my type. You know, I like my quarterbacks who throw the football to actually be accurate, and I don't believe that he's that accurate. I'd like to see one more year, and the problem is going to be these contracts get redone, and he deserves more money, okay? He deserves more money. There's no doubt about it. But you have to agree to our figure right now. We'll pay you 21, 22. Dawson said it on Friday, said it great. The only way you pay Dak Prescott right now is if he's willing to give you a good enough deal that you can't say no to it. Dak and his agent have to come to you and say, look, we realize we need some help, okay?
That puts the leverage in the place of the organization, and that is not where the leverage belongs. That is not where the leverage is when it comes to NFL negotiations specifically involving quarterbacks. The leverage is never with the team. It never is. Name the instance.
What are you talking about?
Name the instance where the team had the leverage in negotiating a salary for a quarterback. Who had the leverage in Kirk Cousins' deal? Who had the leverage in Jimmy Garoppolo's situation?
Well, the Cowboys, I would hope that the Cowboys do have the leverage because they can say, you're going to play under six figures.
And he's going to say, if I don't play, what are you going to do? You're going to give up a season? You're going to waste a season?
You're not going to sit out. You're not going to do
what
anything.
What if I do?
You won't.
What,
this year? He's not going to sit out this year.
You're not going to sit out.
Okay, so you'll risk that game of chicken with me and possibly upsetting not only your
but there's zero
potential
chance.
Franchise cornerstone piece, but also upsetting the locker room that also agrees that without Dak Prescott, like whatever I can do, without Dak Prescott, our chances are nil.
Look, I will say, like, there's zero chance he's going to sit out this year. Quarterbacks don't hold out. They just don't.
No, I don't disagree. I don't think he's going to sit out, but we are going down a hypothetical scenario in that case.
Yeah, they should threaten it.
Yeah, I don't think he...
They should definitely threaten it.
Yeah.
You guys are in a championship. We could do this discussion all day long on both sides. Dak and his agent should say, look, do we want to sit out? No, he's an ultimate team guy. But you guys have a win now window right now. You want to punt on a year?
And that's my contention is if you don't, especially if you don't already have a backup plan in place, like I have you by the balls. I have you by the balls. That's just the situation.
Well, your time,
we talk about the clock, the hourglass. Your hourglass is expiring. You don't have an answer at quarterback. You're not going to find one at 20-something in the draft unless you get lucky like you did in finding me in the third round.
Right. And I'll say I don't see any money that you've made in your career like Earl Thomas already has to where he can sit out. And you are begging and dying for your first big deal. So you want to go ahead and throw away your $600,000? You want to sit out? I don't know how ugly it'll get. That's the thing. We need to separate. Maybe we don't. Maybe Dak just tells the agent, I'm not sitting out no matter what. But we need to separate Dak, nice guy, ultimate human, from the agent, cutthroat, snake in the grass. I'm not taking a personal insult. I'm just talking about agents in general.
Sure.
You know, he don't care about Dak as the leader. He cares about getting Dak paid his money right now. So it is fascinating. Dream scenario for me, somehow Jerry talks him into another year. Say, look, let's win the whole daggone thing. Let's win the whole thing. Let's pay these other guys. Let's get them locked up.
Well, you win the whole thing. And that Joe Flacco contract comes in where he can be like, yeah, I need to be paid like the number one, and I expect.
Well, if he has an amazing season and you go to the Super Bowl or you win it or you lose it, then some instances you're happy to pay the price. Like, they did this with Tank. Now, they're going to get burned. In hindsight, you give Tank the extension last year, but they were uneasy about it. They wanted him to prove it again. He did.
But you did say they're going to get burned. So, like, that's the scenario that you could find yourself in with Dak. You'll again take that risk of taking the potential scalding, knowing that you're not going to get dipped in a vat of acid.
Yeah, because I don't believe he's going to have an MVP-type year because he's not an MVP-type player. He's a very good bus driver. That's what he is. Now, can he be better with a full season with, you know, people who don't put their plays up in hieroglyphics? And actually give him a weapon in Amari Cooper versus their arrogant wide receiver by committee strategy? I hope so. But that's where you're like, prove me wrong. Jason Garrett, prove me wrong. And I'd love to pay you for being wrong. That's me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.